You're listening to the Amplified Radio Network. I'm Sean Savage. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Our handle is AmpRadioNet. This is Jay Tripwire with Amongst the Birch.
Amplified Radio.
Yo.
Amplified Radio.
face now. I told her, baby, take it slow. But she knows all the guys I know. And I'm jealous of her know-how. Yeah. And hey, baby, could you run in by me? Take a second just to quantify my love. Cause I know how you feel.
Listening to the Amplified Radio Network. I'm Sean Savage. Don't forget to log on to amplifiedradio.ca. That is the center for all things about the show. There you can find playlists for this show, previous shows, the ability to download podcasts. We have new artist interviews that are up there. And if you want to request any music, you can do that as well. Unfortunately, that's all the time I have for this episode. This is Deadly Vanity with Moment of Perception. Until next time.
at the moment of perception. The moment of perception that the mind does not recall the event. At the moment of perception.
A large, glistening white bird circles overhead. Its long neck is outstretched, its wing strokes deep, slow, and exaggerated. It's a male great egret showing his courtship moves. As he lands on the rim of a large, flat nest of sticks, a female watches nearby, awaiting the big performance. The male arches his neck backward and points his beak skyward. He flexes up and down on long legs, silky plumes suddenly rising up in a circular array from his back, like a veil of lace. The plumes circle his torso and quiver with every movement. Egrets were named for these special breeding season plumes, from the French word aigret. It was these gossamer feathers that nearly caused the great egret's demise. At the turn of the 20th century, egrets were hunted ruthlessly for their plumes, which were used to decorate women's hats. But people began to organize against the slaughter, forming some of the country's first Audubon societies. And in 1910, hunting egrets for their plumes was finally made illegal. The great egret's image remains familiar today as the symbol of the National Audubon Society, a potent reminder of a species saved by people organizing and speaking up for birds. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. Find out what's new with Bird Note. Subscribe to our newsletter at birdnote.org.